From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. Facing cuts to Medicaid, Planned Parenthood of Northern New England wants Governor Janet Mills to use state dollars to fill any funding gaps. Patty White reports.
The federal budget signed into law last week prohibits Medicaid funds for reproductive health care providers that also offer abortions. That's $1 million loss for Planned Parenthood in Maine, in addition to $400,000 that are also being withheld by the Trump administration. The Medicaid funding ban is currently blocked by a temporary federal court injunction. But if legal challenges fail, Planned Parenthood of Northern New England CEO Nicole Clegg hopes that Medicaid patients in Maine will be covered with state funds.
Governor Mills has made it clear in terms of her, strong support. She's not just somebody who says that she cares about this issue. She actually does something about it. And we are, hopeful that that'll continue to be the case.
A spokesperson for Mills says the state can't absorb all of the losses under the federal budget, but that the administration will work with state lawmakers to consider what, if any, resources are available. The Maine legislature recently allocated $6 million to family planning providers across the state. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Seven Massachusetts residents, all Chinese nationals, have been arrested in connection with an alleged multi-million dollar conspiracy to operate illegal marijuana growing operations in Maine and other parts of the Northeast. Caitlin Badayan has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Massachusetts says the seven have been charged with conspiracy to manufacture, distribute, and possess with intent to distribute marijuana. The group is accused of operating a network of grow houses in Massachusetts and Maine starting in 2020, distributing kilogram-sized amounts of marijuana in bulk, concealing it in vehicle engine compartments. Police say while searching several of the Massachusetts homes in October, they seized more than 100 kilograms of marijuana and more than $400,000 in cash. Several defendants also face charges of money laundering. The alleged ringleader is also accused of paying to smuggle a Chinese national across the Mexican border to work at his grow houses. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badayan.
Weather experts say Maine is unlikely to witness flooding on the scale of the recent disaster in Texas. But they say people should be on guard as human-caused climate change drives extreme weather that threatens lives and property. Peter McGuire has more.
Sarah Jamison from the National Weather Service says hilly western Maine is most at risk from dangerous flash flooding. But she says isolated rainstorms can turn small streams into raging rivers. And those events are more common in New England than they were 100 years ago.
And that kind of rainfall is very challenging for our ground to absorb, and that leads to more runoff, which can lead to a lot more rapid problems, erosions, washouts, and subsequent flooding issues for an area.
Maine's integrated emergency messaging system reaches people on phones, radio, and TV, but the alerts are imperfect and may not reach everyone at risk. So emergency officials recommend people make advance plans for their own safety, especially if there is a risk of flooding. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
At a public listening session last night in Lewiston, many residents said they're worried about increasing violence. Lewiston High School teacher Amy Ranger said she's especially concerned for her students.
I have heard students speak specifically about gun violence that even hasn't been reported. Just kids who've been shot at and things like that, or a bullet through the window, that kind of stuff.
The session was organized by the city's ad hoc committee on public safety, which formed two summers ago following several violent incidents. Ranger said she believes poverty and a lack of access to affordable housing and food are contributing factors. She said she'd like to see more events to build community. Others said they think law enforcement should have more flexibility to crack down on crime. Another meeting will be held tomorrow evening at the Lewiston Public Library. Commercial property owners in Portland say they're skeptical of a proposed ordinance that would require them to pay a fee if their storefronts remain vacant for 3 months or more. The fees would be waived if property owners install temporary art in storefront windows. At a public hearing last night, property owners and some members of the Portland Planning Board questioned whether the ordinance would fill vacant storefronts and address public safety concerns. Commercial property owner Ed Gardner says one of his tenants on Congress Street left recently because they were tired of picking up needles outside their storefront.
I lost Golden Lotus, another commercial tenant, and I'm going to lose the third one here because they just can't do business in this particular environment.
This week, the nonprofit Portland Downtown announced the launch of an ambassadors program in the city. 8 staffers will walk the downtown district after hours and remove garbage, pick up needles, and interact with members of the public. And a high school student from Old Town testified before a congressional committee today about the challenges of living with type 1 diabetes. Ruby Whitmore was invited to speak to the Senate Appropriations Committee by Maine Senator Susan Collins, who leads the committee and co-chairs the Senate Diabetes Caucus. A rising junior at Old Town High School, Whitmore competes on soccer and track teams, but she told senators that she's able to stay active because of technology, like continuous glucose monitors and insulin pumps that were developed with federal support.
I never want a young girl to think she can't play sports because of her insulin pump. I never want a family to skip doses or ration supplies because of costs. Everyone living with type 1 diabetes deserves the chance to thrive.
Whitmore and about 170 other young people were in D.C. as part of a type 1 diabetes awareness event. The Trump administration has canceled or frozen grants for diabetes research and has proposed cutting billions of dollars from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Shakespeare in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.